And this week, millions of people are happily watching the NCAA men's college basketball tournament that got underway last night. The women, of course, started playing today. But there are clouds hanging over this year's March Madness, allegations that some colleges used improper payments to recruit athletes. And as Quinn Kleinfelter reports from WDET in Detroit, fans of one university in particular are hoping the tournament brings a much-needed distraction.
These are the moments even casual college basketball fans and CBS sports announcers live for. A Cinderella squad or a Goliath like Michigan State in 2000, ticking off the final seconds towards a national championship.
We'll never let go of the dream.
But that Michigan State is not this year's Michigan State. Not with the university reeling from the sexual abuse scandal that sent former gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar to prison. And not after a star Michigan State player's name surfaced in a federal investigation of bribery and corruption in college basketball. Michigan State's own review found only a minor NCAA infraction, an agent's $40 dinner with the player's family. Yet by last month, Michigan State coach Tom Izzo told reporters he'd had enough.
I was not involved in this thing at all. This was our compliance people in the NCAA, and this isn't going to be the time when I'm going to answer a lot of questions. I know that's important to you. It's really not to me. We just want a championship.
That conference title put Izzo and Michigan State into their 21st consecutive NCAA tournament appearance, and fans have been quick to follow. The team has a kind of home court advantage by playing tonight in Detroit, one of the sites hosting the tourney's opening games. Even a free public practice draws fans like Roger Ludeman. He keeps the team close to his heart, literally. He has a Spartans tattoo on his chest.
The doctor, and I won't even give you his name because he's not worth mentioning, certainly made MSU a true embarrassment. But at the same token, hey, you got to play above it.
But a few rows away, longtime fan Claudia Lamb says she's not moved by critics trying to tarnish all of Michigan State.
They just want to bring down the whole school. And yes, it's awful and so forth, but that's separate from Izzo, from the teams. It's just separate. It has to be separate. Do whatever, lock them up, but don't touch our Spartan basketball and Spartan football team.
For some Michigan State fans, a chance to hoist a national trophy will cover a multitude of sins. For now. For here and now, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Well, were you watching yesterday as the number 11 seed team Loyola Chicago upset number 6 seed Miami? 98-year-old Jean Dolores Schmidt was watching from the court. She's the team chaplain for Loyola Chicago and a nun, and she was asked about her reaction to the win.
Oh, thank God. Thank God you did it, because we knew we would do it. And when we were in the locker room ahead of the game, we just knew that we would do this. Our team is so great. And they don't care who makes the points as long as we win the game. And I said, we want to win the big, get the big W up there, and we did.
Sister Jean reportedly prays with the team before the games and occasionally sends emails with some constructive criticism.